wake it up.
Now it's time to hustle. Now it's time to shine. Hustle and Shine in the Morning starts now on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, and I got a special co-host with me today, too.
What's good, Casey? Wake up. What's up, D? It's your man, B-Dub, the voice, a.k.a. Barry White, holding it down. Time now is 5:59. That forecast today, mostly cloudy, high near 70 degrees. You're currently 63 and overcast in Grandview.
What's up, B-Dub? How you feeling on this Friday, man?
Man, it is Friday. We made it to the weekend. I'm feeling outstanding. How about you, D?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy it's Friday. I feel like it's been a long slash quick week. I don't know. It's weird. But we made it here. We got some tickets to the KPRS 75th Anniversary Jam. And then we also got some special guests that's stopping by at 7:30. Rod and Roll KC. They have an annual event each and every year. We had them on last year, and they got something popping off tomorrow. Right. So they'll be on to highlight that, too.
Can't wait for that. It's going to be good times on hearing what they have going on.
Yes,
we got
sir.
The TMG as well. The Motivational Minute coming up here in about 10 minutes. Plus, you know how we do on Friday, man. We just going to kick it and have fun, D.
Yeah, I like that. Kicking and have fun. That's what we going to do. B-Dub mentioned TMG. Oh, yeah. We got to talk about the NFL draft.
Yes,
we do. The Chiefs select Ohio State left tackle Josh Simmons at number 32. But Shedeur Sanders still has not been picked yet.
Still waiting on that call. Still waiting on that pick. And nobody in that camp was expecting that last
Ooh,
night.
We got to talk about that later on. Motivational Minute up shortly. It's Friday, baby.
Hey. Hustle and Shine, always repping the culture of KC on Hot 103 Jams. TMG, the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Time now is 6:23. Forecast today, mostly cloudy skies, high near 70. You're currently overcast, 63 degrees at Lincoln College Prep. What's good, D?
Girl, what's
Well, Ciara shares her thoughts on her husband, Russell Wilson, a wanting baby number 5. She says he need to put that phone down.
Someone need to take my husband's phone right now, okay?
Because
he need to stop, okay? Amore came out and he started talking about Cinco. I'm like, that's just disrespectful. Right, you know what I just went through right now? He is so funny. He's got a great campaign going on. I'm not going to lie.
And the people are his.
They all team Russ. Like, wait, y'all going to have a little, like, love and sympathy for my ovaries over here?
Now, if you haven't seen the comments, Russell Wilson, every single time Ciara posts a picture, video, anything where, you know, she looking good, he is commenting like, let me know when you home. Like, this is how this
Mr.
man.
Unlimited.
Yeah, like, he love his wife, so it's beautiful to see, but. Baby number 5? Oh, my goodness.
I think he was saying Cinco de Mayo, not Cinco de Mayo. Can't do it, man. One and done for me. That's all I need.
I get it.
Shout out to baby girl.
And I'm only child, so you know what?
Spoiled rotten, wasn't you?
Yep.
Yep, that's
and,
what I'm talking
about. And that's
about.
The way it should be.
Exactly.
Just get one of us and just keep it cool.
That's it.
20 kids, we don't need all
no,
of that. This is not cheap about
share.
A dozen. Right. And them expenses, them expenses going to be really hitting your pockets then.
Man, look, my pockets is empty, and so is my wife's.
Ooh, I get it 1,000%. In other news, we want to keep Elijah Arenas, son of Gilbert Arenas and Laura Govan, lifted in prayer following reports that he was involved in a car accident yesterday. This is according to ESPN sources. Elijah was placed in a induced coma following a serious car accident on yesterday. Elijah was also the number 13 ranked recruit in the class of 2025, committed to USC earlier this year. So we want to pray that he makes it through this thing better than ever.
Amen, because he has a promising career ahead of him. So thoughts and prayers.
That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back at 6:38. More music coming your way. It's Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 James.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the Morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jams.
Swabble up. Hot 103 Jams. Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop and R&B. Celebrating 75 years in KC. We are Hot 103 Jams.
It's your man beat up the voice, a.k.a. Barry White. In for the big homie today. Time now is 6:38. That forecast looking mostly cloudy with a high near 70 today. The sun's starting to come up over Grandview and it's 63 degrees. What's up, D?
Nothing much. It is Friday. Appreciate you, man. You was running the board for us on yesterday.
Trying to make it happen.
Me and the big homie were posted up at KCK Community College for the inaugural mentoring summit that was affiliated with F.L. Schlegel. Big love to Dr. Williams, the principal over at F.L. Schlegel, and all the students that attended. They were definitely, by the time we was headed in, it was like a group of them. I seen a couple of them had blazers on. They was really dressed to impress,
too.
That's what I'm talking about. So I love when I see that. Big love to all the students that are, you know, just being up, hustling and shining and open to learning something new. That's what it is, too.
Yeah, it's a major thing. I got a chance yesterday to be at Kip Legacy High School for their celebration, Student of the Month, Teacher of the Month. And
love that.
50 students had perfect attendance yesterday. And so it makes me feel good to see the kids wanting to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. And not only academically, but athletically.
Yeah.
Most of you know that the boys basketball team was the only urban team to go to state, class 3A, and was runner-up. They lost to a team in St. Louis that was in the wrong class. They should have been in class 6 instead of class 3.
Yikes.
But no, shout out to all those kids, man. And that mentoring thing is something that's needed in our community and for our babies and our scholars.
Without a doubt. Mentorship, I feel like, has impacted all of us at some point, whether we realize it or not. There was somebody that was in your corner. Maybe they gave you some words of wisdom. Maybe they mentioned your name in rooms you weren't in. But mentorship is, I feel like, is the passing of the baton. We had UMKC on earlier this week, and we talked to them about that same thing, is passing of the baton, helping somebody else get on and giving that experience and that knowledge. So adults out there, parents out there, as much as you can, please drop them gems for the kids out in the community.
Pour into our babies and to our students and our scholars. Don't be afraid and don't be hesitant to take those gems and that knowledge, because if I had that, man, look, if I knew what I know now, Lord Jesus,
it'd be a different ball game.
There'd have been some left turns when I went right.
Yeah, I felt that for sure. It's about that time we put smiles on your face.
Yeah.
Text us right now, 816-900-4103. You can send us the name of a coworker, bus driver, boss, student, teacher, whoever it is. At 6:52 on Hustle and Shine in the morning, we got a shout-out waiting on them. It's Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop and R&B.
Top 103 Jams.
I walk in breakneck, so yeah, as soon as I came through. Yeah, it's truly no debate, I am the freshest kid in school. I'm married to this game like an engagement, yeah, I do. I ain't talking a tuxedo, but tell them to follow suit. Entered in a rap game, invited it like Mulatto. Out of my shell like Michael and Leonardo. 9 Showtime invitations at the Apollo. I'm the one that said trend, they need a Montrona follow. Wait, let me pop off. Pull up to the school and Billy Coops when I get dropped off. People looking forward to my head like this is Top Golf. Blazing everything they put me on, I feel like hot sauce. First class whenever I board. Sauces on the floor, that mean I'm staying in the floor. Another ceremony, that's just another award. Won't get no rest until I lay on a cover of Forbes. Studied at the man, I feel like Dr. Dre. On the work assignments, not at NWA. Set my goals high, like my GPA. When you the one, they gon' count on you to lead the way. Studied at the man, I feel like Dr. Dre. On the work assignments, not at NWA. Set my goals high, like my GPA. When you the one, they gon' count on you to lead the way. I don't know.
Up hustling and shining right here on your number one for hip-hop and R&B. It is Kansas City. Hot 103 Jams.
It's your man Beat Up the Voice holding it down. Time now is 6:51, D. It is going to be hot today, 70 degrees, overcast. Slight chance of showers in the morning. You're currently 63 at F.L. Schlegel. What's good, D?
Big love to all the KC kids that are getting up and at it, especially because school is about to be out, and I know you are ready for it to be out. Big love to the graduating class of 2025. Congratulations to you. That's I like that. We got to ring some bells for that, because that's no small thing. Don't let nobody tell you that is not an accomplishment, because I'm telling you right here, a lot of people didn't have that opportunity, and some people did not make it to their graduation day. So please, enjoy this moment that you're having because you deserve it.
Seniors, you put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
You got about 19 school days left before graduation. Don't stop now.
Yeah, don't stop now.
Big love. Don't stop now.
To the cousins hitting the hustle and shine shout out line, we got Brian Thomas, Donald Woods, Jerry Pickens, Jeff Hartman, and welcome to our new cousin, Josh Simmons.
Josh Simmons. Going to be protecting Mr. Mahomes. Welcome to the fam. And we also got a shout out, left tackle from Lee Summit North. Got drafted number 7
yes,
by
sir.
The New York Jets, Armon Membu. Congrats.
Yeah.
Big love to Lee
yeah.
Summit North. And we all know about Lee Summit North because The Undertaker plays. And you heard his name quite a bit on Under the Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
With your man, Barry.
Yep, we did. Absolutely. So, shout out to all the talent yes. in the town, from the town, that lives in the town, that's coming to the town, all that good
all
stuff.
That.
We got a shot next hour to get you qualified for a chance to win $1,000 in that spring cash. And, of course, we got your TMG on deck at the 23s. But before then, we got some music coming your way. We got some Giveon, Boss Man, D-Lo. Get in with me on a Friday. It's Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop and R&B.
Top 103
This
Jams.
Is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams. Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop and that R&B. Hot 103 Jams also wants to send you to the KPRS 75th anniversary jam, Maxwell, Lucky Day, and Marsha Ambrosius. Love her real bad. Saturday, May 3rd at the T-Mobile Center. You can go to the AXS.com for the four-pack ticket special. Yeah, four-pack ticket special. And you can take advantage of the special while supplies last. Celebrating 75 years in KC. We are Hot 103 Jams.
Time now is 7:08. Highs topping out near 70 degrees today. You're currently 63 degrees and cloudy skies is Swope Park, D.
Cousins, we appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
The Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the bus drivers, everybody that is running errands, dropping your kid off, we appreciate you for choosing Hustle and Shine in the morning each and every day to tap in with. We appreciate you and your time.
Because you could have been anywhere else, right?
Yeah, you could have been anywhere else, but you here with us, and that means a lot to us.
Yes, it does. Man.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. We appreciate each and every one of you that tap in every day, whether it's the morning, the midday, the afternoon, or the night jam. But we especially love it when you tap in the morning.
Right, for sure. We also got a shot to get you qualified for that $1,000 in that spring cash.
We sure do. And plus a ladies' night out, four-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Another Simple Favor going down Tuesday, April 29th, 7 p.m. I need the 10th texter right now. Text the keyword movie to 816-904-103 to the attorney, Roderick White. I got you text line where he can do what?
Turn your wreck into a check online at igotyou.net.
Yes, 10 texter, hit me with that keyword movie. We waiting on you more. The hottest hip-hop and R&B on the way, D.
Yep, and then TMG, that's on the way. Former first lady, it's like I like to call her, Michelle Obama.
My girl
says that she watches Mama D on TV. That's something I did not expect to talk about on my bucket list, but we'll hear about that up next. It's Kansas City's number one for that hip hop and R&B.
Top 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Time now is 7:23. Mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 70. You're currently cloudy. 62 at Swope Park. What's good, D?
Girl, what's going on?
Actress from Euphoria, Storm Reid, hops on social media to clear a fan who told her that college wasn't a flex.
If you know, you know. I don't be responding to comments. And you're right, college isn't for everybody. But it was for me. I wanted to go. I felt like I needed to go. And I was able to do that and work full time. I'm all for people having their own opinions, but let's be real. Let's tap into reality. I did that. And I also got an Emmy while doing it in college, 20 years old.
She said, don't play on my top. I went and I succeeded. And I believe she's graduating about 2 weeks from now. So don't let nobody tell you what you got going on ain't a flex.
That's right. You can't rain on my parade. I went in. I did this. I had the goal. And I got it accomplished. Just because you ain't got the fortitude to get it done don't mean you ain't going to rain on my parade.
Right. Yeah. And like she said, it's not for everybody. But don't rain on my parade just because you have whatever feelings you have.
Right.
Other news, Mama D is excited because former First Lady Michelle Obama and Taraji P. Henson sat down for Michelle's podcast, and they revealed that they both have the same guilty pleasure.
You watch a little bit of all of them?
I watch a little bit of all.
So do I, girl.
Love and Hip Hop. I watch. Oh, I do too.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
Mama D. Oh, child. I know a Mama D.
Them.
Everybody knows a Mama D.
They sure
right?
do.
If God. You don't have one in your family, you got a
then
Mama
you lying.
D.
You
exactly.
You are lying. You're just not
Come
recognizing Mama D.
Yeah, we all might have a Mama D.
We
ain't
all
lie.
Have a Mama D.
And in that order, Mama D has so many quotables, I'm not even surprised. But I don't know. I feel like we, with this podcast era, we're hearing so much stuff about people that it's like, did I want to know that?
Yeah.
Did I need to know that? Does that change the way I feel about you? That's kind of what that type of era I feel like we're in right now.
Yeah, when people are being real, you know, when the facade mm-hmm. comes off, you know, from behind the camera or your thoughts about them, and you learn the real person instead of the character that they portray mm-hmm. in the media. Like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know about all that right
yeah.
there.
It's like, yeah.
You taking quotes from Mama D, and you taking your mothering skills from Mama D. We need to talk.
Yeah, we got some real questions. Yeah, we got to dive into that more. That's your morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We got Rod and Roe KC stopping by at 7:38. Got to talk to them about their event that is happening on tomorrow. Probably participated last year. Well, it is that time again, and it is time for me to get that bike out the shop. So
Uh-oh.
We'll have them Uh-oh. Up next. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for that hip hop and R&B.
Top 103 Jam.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
You and that Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for that hip hop and R&B. Your number one choice, always. And then always. Also giving you a chance to win $1,000 in that spring cash. We are Hot 103 Jams. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And my special guest that's been rocking with me.
It's your man, Barry White, holding it down with my favorite cousin, Deanna what? Hustle. Time now is 7:38. The temperature looking like it's going to be cloudy with a high near 70 today. It's overcast, 62 degrees at Swope Park. D, what's good? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. Rod and Roll KC, we're going to have them on. Shortly, but it just triggered a memory in me of okay. maybe like the first few times I rode a bike, and I wanted to revisit that.
Okay,
because I remember my Uncle Corny took me to like this empty parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and we used to just ride around. And I don't remember the last time I've been on a bike though. Now I kind of feel like, you know, just because of Ride and Roll KC's event tomorrow at 10 a.m. Now I need to get back in the groove of things.
Yeah, you said you was getting the bike out of the shop. Was it a 10-speed? Was it a mongoose?
See,
was
now
it a mountain bike?
Now, when I was a kid, I feel like it wasn't all them questions. It was either you got training wheels or you a pro and you ain't need them. So
Did
I didn't
you have
need
to
no,
wear the helmet.
My people's, you know, sometimes. It depends on which family member was around. If my mama was around, yeah, the helmet was on. If I was with my dad,
no,
we riding dirty. Like, we riding dirty for real.
I'm driving a Bentley Bentayga.
That's what we doing right there.
Oh, boy, yeah. It's been a long time. We couldn't afford the mongoose and all the nice bikes, mm-hmm. so we had the knockoff Huffies with the yellow mags, and you put the pop can
in
on the back tire.
So it can make that
Man,
noise?
Man, you thought you was something rolling up and down the sidewalk of Independence Avenue. Brrr. Man, look, I don't know the last time I've been on a bike outside of the bike at the gym,
mm-hmm.
but an actual bike? We thought about getting some during COVID, and then those prices went through the roof, and it was like, nah, we ain't doing that.
Yeah, everybody and their mama was doing it. Some DoorDash and Ubers, well, not maybe yes. Ubers, but DoorDash, Uber Eats and stuff like that, they have a bike service.
When we went to New York City and we were mm-hmm. in Manhattan, I mean, they was reckless and diabolical with them bikes.
Yeah.
They run you over more than the cabs would.
Yeah, Kansas City, let us know. You getting back on the bike anytime soon, especially with the weather breaking? 816-900-4103. Let us know if you're going to get your bike out the shop or maybe you're going to go to Walmart today and get you a new one.
Go ahead and purchase you a new one, man. And then your baby girl and your son and everybody. Make it a family affair.
Yeah, make it a family affair because literally you have a reason to, because tomorrow, Ride and Roll KC will have their bicycle giveaway and a community ride. Family fun for everybody.
So dope.
Everybody and their mama. So.
Get out there. Enjoy. Get some of that great weather. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. So, yeah, enjoy yourself.
Yes. Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop and that R&B.
It's Hot 103 Jams.
Hot Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop and that R&B. We are your number one choice always and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in that spring cash. It is Hustle and Shine in the morning. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, rocking in. And, you know, I got a special co-host with me that's been holding it down, too.
It's your man, Beat Up the Voice, a.k.a. Barry White, holding it down for the big homie. Time now.
Yes, sir.
It's 7:51. Mostly cloudy skies today, high near 70 degrees. You're currently 62 at the West Bottoms. What's good, D? We got some cousins in the building.
We do got some cousins in the building. Ride and roll, KC. They didn't pull it up with the bikes on the back of the car, too. I said, oh, it's serious. Tell everybody what's up. Introduce yourselves and your affiliation with Ride and Roll KC.
What's up, everybody? This is Jamal Boulder, your boy Saint Elsewhere, founder of Ride and Roll. And yes, we did pull up with them bikes. We ready to pull up, pop out on bikes in these streets.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. F-A-F-O.
It's your boy Clark Roosevelt. Man, we, like I said, man, Ride and Roll. We here to talk about Ride and Roll.
Yeah. Ride and Roll Day, right?
Ride and Roll Day. Ride and Roll Day.
Yeah, because it kicks off the event, the bicycle giveaway and community ride kicks off tomorrow, 10 a.m. But before we talk about those details, what was the thought process behind even launching Ride and Roll?
You know what? That's a good question. It was basically bringing together communities off the basic principles of riding a bike. Mm-hmm. Like, who don't love riding a bike? It's too easy.
Yep.
And you know what? Access was not going to be an issue. So we at Ride and Roll, we made sure, look, we're going to give kids these bikes. We're going to make sure kids got bikes. They got access and places to ride them. And the community showing up and showing out.
I love that.
Yeah, we man, I'm I lost 200 pounds, and so when bro came to me and was like, "Yo, let's do this ride along," I said, "For sure, that's a bet. It's something that I wanted to do for the hood."
Yeah.
For the set, for sure.
Okay. Word to Jeezy, you trying to put on?
Right.
Yep.
Congrats on the weight loss on that 200 pounds. Now, you know, for somebody like me who hasn't touched one of those bikes in a minute, except for at the gym when I walk by and my trainer says you need to do 15 minutes and then I go get lost for a minute. How easy is it to get on that bike and get rolling?
Man, it's really just about believing in yourself, honestly. Man, I was at 450 pounds at one point. And, man, when I made my decision to go and grab me a bike, man, I almost didn't make it home.
Quads burning.
But, you know what I'm saying? When I really made up my mind to do it and I believed in myself, that's what happened. That's the only way. That's the only way you're going to be able to do any of it, honestly.
Now, tell the community how they can get involved in tomorrow's event.
Man, y'all need to show up, show out. Y'all can bring a bike. We working with West Bottom Bikes. Y'all could come volunteer. We got volunteers coming from Bike Walk KC to come assist with the ride. Y'all can bring your bike, bring your kids, bring your skates, bring your skateboard, two wheels, whatever. Just come ride and roll with us, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Ride and Roll Day.
It's Ride and Roll Day. Proclamation, yo.
Congratulations.
City is Ride and Roll Day.
Yes. Yeah,
It's proclamated that April 26th is Citywide Ride and Roll Day.
We really
putting on. It's really something that's special to both of us. Man, one thing that brought us together too, we both lost brothers. And being black men, we don't really get to, it's not really something that's really touched on.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand it until it happened to me. It was like, man, don't nobody really talk about losing a piece of the brotherhood. So, you know what I'm saying? One thing we really driving is brotherhood, you know what I'm saying?
Your mental is just as important as your physical. And being able to have that community to share that grief and be able to lean on one another is huge,
especially
in the black community.
Huge.
It's something that's needed. It's something that's not talked about enough. It's something that's kind of shied away from. So that's dope. I love it. What's the socials that people can get on with so they can register to come down, where they need to meet at, all that good stuff?
Y'all can go to Ride and Roll Now. RideandRollNow.
Simple.
It's Ride and Roll Now. We neighborhoods on wheels. We not just in Kansas City. Kansas City is beautiful. It's special. This is the birthplace of Ride and Roll. Y'all, we got Ride and Roll Proclamation of the Day. It's the birthplace, but you know what? This is going to be everywhere. We create neighborhoods on wheels all over the country, and Kansas City should be proud that we are doing this here, and we setting the tone for the rest of the country, y'all.
Sure. Yep. 10 a.m., you know where you need to be on tomorrow. You need to be kicking it with Ride and Roll. They said it don't matter if you got a skateboard, too. It don't matter. Just pull up.
Hot Wheel.
Uh-oh.
Hot Wheels. You got Skechers.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to pull up in some Skechers.
Got to bring out the green machine.
Yo, also, people need to know this, though. Ride KC, Ride Bike KC has created a code for Ride and Roll for people who just want to come out and ride. Y'all can go get the little city share bikes. Yeah. Put in Roll Down 25.
Really?
Okay.
And you can join the ride. So shout out Ride KC Bike for
Say you don't get to pull up. You can't pull up tomorrow. You can still pull off.
You can pull off on Ride and Roll Day.
See, that's what happens when you have an artist in the building.
That's right.
You start to, you know.
Hey, that's...
He gonna mess around and freestyle. We gonna mess around and freestyle. Ride and Roll KC. You know you need to be 10 a.m. April 26th. That is tomorrow. Bicycle giveaway and community ride. Fellas, I appreciate you stopping by Hustle and Shine and educating the community on ways we can be more involved. Hold on. It's about that time we switch it up. Hustle and Shine in the streets. You trying to figure out your move for the day? Let me get my headphones, B-Dub. Hold on, B-Dub. Uh-oh. You ain't seen this side of me. Uh-oh. Hold on.
You about to spit? You about to drop some bars on us?
I might do a little something. Don't,
come on, D.
Don't charge it to me. Hold
Come
on.
Come on, D.
Now she say she want to be outside today.
Hey.
But she never know what's the play. Hey. Hustle shine in the town always. Gonna get up and outside today. Hustle and shine in the streets. I ain't no rapper. Don't charge it to me.
Hold on. Because I'm finna be your manager.
Oh, please.
Because now, we multimedia personality.
Oh, don't be trying to sue me.
Influencer. Morning show host. DJ.
Man, listen.
And now we spitting bars, D.
So, you know, that's why I love you, B-Dub. Because one thing about it, you always going to hype somebody up. That's
y'all,
love.
Y'all give it up for my favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, running things. Oh, and wait a minute. Ain't you nominated for Best DJ Kansas City People's Choice Award?
Oh, love, you ain't wrong. I don't know how in the world I did that, but Kansas City, thank you for making that possible. Because this is actually my first year actually officially DJing stuff. Because I'm just like, I ain't want to do it, but... Besides that, it's a lot of events that's happening in the town.
It is.
Today, Think to Win, Making Moves, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Big love to Brent Darden at Equal Minded Cafe. I will be a part of the panel, that they have.
That's another thing I need to write down as your manager. You are a motivational speaker as well.
You know, technically, yes. But we all got a little bit of something to spill. Big love to the people I'll be alongside, D'Lo Styles, JR, and Ivory. In good company, I'll be there later on tonight, 9 p.m., 1518 McGee Street. It's going to be cracking. You want a mocktail? They got those, too. You want a drink? They definitely got that, too.
May have to slide through tonight.
And then Blessings Abound, they are having an event on tomorrow, 2:30 to 4:30. I'll be there, too. But I know it's other things happening in the town tomorrow, too, B-Dub.
Yeah, a couple different events that's that I love. Kansas City Friends of Alvin Ailey, the gala, dinner and dancing going down at the Marriott, 8 p.m. Go to the website. Tickets are still available. And my favorite chief of all time, RIP, it's the Dare Thomas and Neil Smith Third Long Foundation Silver Jubilee. Going down 6:30 p.m. at the Tower Club at Arrowhead Stadium. And shameless plug, my daughter is up for one of the scholarships. So I can't wait to be in the place. There's going to be a lot of tears. We got prom afterwards.
Prom season.
My baby's last prom.
I love that. That's
up
so
for
cute.
Some scholarships. Then she's got dance as well. And you know, we got something else going on in the town, too, right?
Yeah, UMKC, they're having their Rude, Black, and Gifted brunch that's happening on Saturday. And I believe also the big homie, Brian B. Shining, will be spending at Gift of Soul. Big love to Kevin Holmes of KSHB. It's always love when it comes to, you know, KPRS and KSHB. Big love there.
Kappa Alpha Psi, my brother. What's good,
Shout
Kevin
out
Holmes.
To the noobs. I love the news. Let me see them shoulders this weekend. Hustle and Shine in the streets.
Wipe me now.
Wipe me down. We got the morning gossip on the way. We got to talk about social media reacting to Deion Sanders' son, Shador, not being selected. And we got to talk about Shannon Sharp again. Oh, Lord. Oh. It's Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop and R&B.
Top 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. With Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Time now is 8:27, mostly cloudy today, high near 70. You're currently overcast. 62 degrees on Independence Avenue in Van Brunt. D, what's good?
Girl, what's going on?
The NFL draft kicked off yesterday, and social media is still in a whirlwind after Deion Sanders is trending, and of course his son too, because he did not get placed at all in round one of this draft. But Shador says he's standing on big business in he says he's doing all right.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, anything possible, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is of course, fuel to the fire. And under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
Speaks well. So, you know, it is what it is.
I want him to use this as fuel to the fire because there were so many teams that should have picked him yesterday, and this was nothing but a political move. So use it. Use it. Use it.
Hate to see that. In other news, Shannon Sharp is still trending. He announces he's stepping down from his position at ESPN after being hit with that $50 million sexual assault lawsuit. As previously reported, a young woman is accusing Sharp of rape, assault, and sexual battery, and a little bit more. She's demanding $50 million of damages, alleging that Sharp recorded their encounters without her knowledge and engaged in unprotected sex with her, despite her efforts to get him to stop and to wear a condom. So Shannon Sharp sounds like he might be cooked. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We celebrating Taurus season up next, and that's my jam. You have to figure out these lyrics up next. It's Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop and R&B.
Time 103 Jam.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those reliable, artistic, and understanding Taurus. Happy heavenly birthday to jazz singer known as the first lady of song, Ella Fitzgerald. City birthday love to NBA Hall of Famer Tim Duncan. And a major happy birthday to one of my favorite TV actresses, Gina Torres. And a happy birthday to one of our cousins in KC, Sydney Madison Tillerson. Happy birthday, little cousin.
All right, D, let's take it to the town. Happy birthday to Dana Witherspoon Tiller, principal at Warford Elementary. Happy birthday, Tiffany Johnson, Leah Thompson. Happy birthday, Tiffany Sisson. Happy birthday, Betty White. Happy birthday, Xavion Ray. Happy birthday to my man, Ryan S. Harvey. And happy birthday to my fellow Northeast Viking and classmate, Monice Milligan. Happy birthday.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. It's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, who this?
Layla and Clara.
Layla and Clara, what y'all doing?
Sitting in the car, getting ready to go to school. One of us is.
Well, hey, y'all.
You ready to kick it with us?
Hey, good morning.
You ready to kick it with us at the KPRS 75th Anniversary Jam starring Maxwell?
Absolutely.
All right, well, in order to secure them tickets, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Absolutely.
Make sure you're right. Oh, before we
leave.
Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Really good look, baby. Look here.
Sometimes I want to be your lover. Sometimes it'll be your friend. Sometimes I want to hold your hand, slow dance with a record spin.
Oh, you act like you was going to keep going. Right. I was going to keep rocking with you.
I was, but I forgot you for a second because I'm done.
Open up your heart because you said you made something.
So comfortable.
Yeah.
Used to play back then, now all grown up
like Rudy
Huxtable.
I could be your bub. Beat me up.
This is a match.
We're going to go ahead and hook you up.
You did your thing. We appreciate you. You are now getting those two tickets to go to the KPRS 75th Anniversary Jam.
Thank you. We've been trying for so long, for like the whole year.
You got it, man.
You so welcome, and you also qualify for that $1,000 in spring cash.
All right. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. What would you do with it if you won?
Man, get a car. Yeah. Take care of business. I'm a mama, so I got to take care of my kids.
Yep.
Stand on business.
That's right.
I love that.
Tell everybody that number one station.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning. High 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
Duh.